Chapter 1. A Successful Education. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Matthew 6:33. I was an expert in child training and education. That is, until the day our first child arrived. God saw fit to bless us with a precious little boy, highly sensitive, surprisingly precocious, strong-willed at points, and altogether resetting my preconceptions. Child raising was instantly humbling for this expert. We have found there are no experts in this business, except one. There is no silver bullet that fixes all problems encountered with every child, except one. Looking back over the last 33 years with our 5 children and 6 grandchildren, it is more clear to us now than ever that child raising is a process that demands enduring love, faith, patience, wisdom, and humility all the way. The best advice for young parents is to hang in there. Keep on, teach on, love on, hope on, pray on, and trust God. What appears to be instant success may dwindle in a year or two, or what may seem to be a consummate lack of success may turn into amazing progress 15 years hence. Loving a 2-year-old is not the same as loving a 12-year-old, and loving a 12-year-old is not the same as loving a 20-year-old. There are hard weeks and easier weeks, hard years and easier years with each child. They are all very different. Some children are 100 times more difficult than others, at least for a year or two or more. Parents of an easygoing, highly motivated child may be tempted to judge parents who are struggling with a special needs child or a stronger-willed child. The well-meaning counselors may actually discover that the parents of the challenging child are faithful to the task. They may appear a little frazzled around the edges, but they are doing the right things. Any expert who promises instant success with the implementation of some neat recipe has yet to go the distance with raising children. God's Word provides guidelines, but these timeless principles for the training and education of children are meant for faithful application over the long haul. And true success is only measured by long-term results, in this life and in eternity. Our children are all adults now. I see spiritual life and blossoming fruit in their lives today. And I can say one thing for certain. I didn't do that. After all we have done, that is only by the grace of God. When those little ones show up in our lives, they come with some assembly required.